You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
My name is Marcel Lee, and I'm a senior security researcher at SecureWorks. I wanted to do a lot of different things in my life and have done quite a few of them. I had 1 year of EE in college, and that definitely wasn't for me. So at the time, I had never even considered a career in computers because it just wasn't something that I grew up with at all and didn't have any concept, of what a career in that field would look like. So yeah, but here I am now. I had a relative pass away and I was in charge of managing their estate, and it was a bit complicated because there was a household to, empty and a house to sell and so on and so forth. But because I was getting some money from that, I was able to basically quit my full-time gig, which was managing capital projects for a municipality, and focus on taking care of the estate and then getting into the cyber thing because I had a little bit of funds and flexibility. The other thing that helped was I actually was part of a grant program, and I think it was through the county that I live in, but it was federally funded, and this was just one of these things to get workers reskilled in cybersecurity. So with that program, basically it paid for classes at my local community college, which it has an excellent cyber program, and also paid for certifications. So the idea is that you would take a class, sit for a cert, take a class, sit for a cert. So those two things are really what made it possible for me to just kind of throw caution to the wind and leap into this with both feet. There's so many different roles in cybersecurity. So, everybody thinks to be in cyber is to be a pen tester or something, right? But there's many, many different paths that people can take. I always recommend, trying to find your specialty, your one thing that you're really good at, and focus on that. And it doesn't mean you can't build other skills along the way, but to have something that you're really good at is confidence boosting for sure. And it gives you, sort of a starting point. I love the part where I feel like a detective, basically. So trying to get to the bottom of a cyber campaign, or trying to understand motivations of a threat actor, or whatever. It's just a lot of uncovering of stones. And in my role as a security researcher, it's the perfect job for me because I get to work on, as I always say, whatever shiny cyber thing catches my eye. As long as it's impactful potentially to our clients. And then my other role at SecureWorks is the emerging threats lead. So that also suits me very nicely because I do like to try to keep my finger on the pulse of of anything sort of new and interesting that's coming down the pike. So I look at cyber crime. I look at different countries and their cyber activity, you know, outside of like the primary ones that we already have, you know, people like we have a Russian person and a North Korean person and, you know, so on and so forth. But I get like what we call the rest of the world. I'm certainly of the generation of women that were not encouraged to do anything particularly technical. And I didn't know anybody who did anything particularly technical. I think I had like one friend who was maybe a civil engineer or something like that, but you know, nobody else worked in any kind of role like that. So it really took a long time to realize that I can be a technical person and I'm actually pretty good at it. And to me, there's nothing like more exciting than getting somebody to be passionate about cybersecurity as an industry or just to get excited about, you know, a topic. You see like light bulbs going off when people like suddenly, you know, get how something works. And to me, that's super rewarding. This is a tough industry, right? And we need more people always to help solve all the hard problems there are, help defend, help, you know, do all the things in cyber. And we just don't have enough people. We don't have enough bodies. So from that end, we just need more people, period. But I also particularly like to encourage, you know, diversity in hiring and encourage like women and really anybody who is interested in the field and has, you know, comes from a diverse background to get into it, because also it's a great way to like stimulate your mind and just keep growing as a person, because it's so, you know, not static. You have to continue to grow and learn. And I think that's awesome for people to be able to do.
Now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.